Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Maybe the music is perfect here. Welcome back.
What is this?
The name
Liar,
of the
Liar.
Liar, Liar, Hugh.
Pants on fire.
We're going to find out who is around here. All right, welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas and Joe Giglio with you. Of course, Kyle behind the glass. And joining us in studio right now, we'll get back to your phone calls on the Phillies, on Bryce Harper. Are you annoyed or giving Bryce a pass right now as he is in a major slump, as is the team? And, of course, your chance to win a great prize today. But we have Nate in studio. Nate just administered to me before we came on the air today my lie detector. Nate, how you doing? Thank you for doing that this morning. This was awesome.
I am totally awesome.
Well, I'm going to find out how awesome I am because we did the lie detector test and you walked me through the whole thing. It's the first time I've ever done this. It was actually pretty cool. It was a little bit to describe it. It was a little bit like unsettling because you have the thing on your arm,
blood pressure cuff.
Well, yeah, blood pressure cuff on your arm. You got things on your fingers, so it's like, and you're kind of in that chair, you can't move. So it was kind of hard getting comfortable. But we had gone over the questions and you asked me, I knew what I was going to be told here or asked. And then I gave my answer. So Kyle, why don't you go over the questions and hit them one by one that sure. I was going to be asked, and then Nate could tell everyone how I did.
So real quick, you said it was unsettling. I'll tell you what was really unsettling. Mm. You look like a serial killer in there.
Well, I didn't do anything wrong. I mean,
but you look guilty.
Well, I think, doesn't anyone in a lie detector test look like they probably did something wrong?
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, you looked, your eyes were closed.
Well, I liked it, but Nate told me I had to close my eyes.
Well,
I'm following the rules here.
It was unsettling. That's all I got to say.
Anyway, Hugh gets in there. So.
Guilty! All right. So I had four here that we'd planned on asking you. The first one. Do you believe you are the best all-around athlete of the non-former pros here at WIP?
Right. So let me give an explanation. In the polygraph, we say truth and lie, but if a person is unsure of their answer, it's going to show like reaction and a lie. So to that question, you actually showed reaction.
So I was unsure.
Unsure. Yeah.
Unsure. All right. All right. I feel like I am, but I will admit there's probably some ambiguity
there. A little trepidation.
Yeah, I mean, my shot a couple years ago at the Sixers game probably leads to that. So, all right, so I was unsure if I actually am the best athlete of the non-athletes here.
Oh, buddy.
All right, go ahead. Okay. That's one.
All right, second, I'm very curious about this one. Do you believe you are the best baseball guy at WIP?
I believe he does.
Yeah, that one wasn't hard. What's the competition here?
A lot of conviction
Seltzer,
there.
Come on now.
All right. We got two more. Are you a real vegetarian?
He said yes, and it shows no reaction. He comes up truthful.
No reaction. I've been trying to tell you guys
this
for a long time. Thank you very much. I haven't had a burger.
You convinced yourself that you are.
I haven't really had a burger in 6 years. That's the stone cold truth. All right, what was our last?
But a vegetarian, do you eat fish?
I don't count them.
Clearly not.
I don't count them.
But they have faces.
That's wonderful.
All right, last one, and this one's probably going to stick with you for a while. Do you believe that Jalen Hurts will be the Eagles quarterback in the year 2026?
I don't believe you're convinced he will be.
That one.
Oh, no.
So, wow. Hugh, I had a little reaction on that.
Wow.
So let me take you through my thought process on that. 2025, I'm pretty sure he'll be the quarterback here next year. But, Hugh, 2 years is a long time.
Yeah, it is, especially at that position, man, and the turnover rate for quarterbacks. I mean, it's not super high, but think about last year and all the quarterbacks that played last year that were like on
Absolutely.
Different teams. There was a lot of quarterbacks that played last year.
Well, and then the Eagles' history is that they move off quarterbacks quickly here. So I think I want to believe yes on that one, but I have a little something deep down.
That one I didn't know how you would end up coming in on that.
Yeah.
The vegetarian one's the one I thought would ring off the alarm bells that you were lying. The other two, I thought you'd be quite convicted, and I'm surprised. You little trepidation about being the best athlete of the non-former pros here.
Yeah, I guess the shot in the back of my head a couple years ago just stuck. All right, so Nate also threw four other ones at me that you don't know about, Kyle, that Hugh doesn't know about. Nate, let's go over the results for those. So what were those other ones? You threw them at me this morning. Four other questions, just for just to throw into the mix here to have some fun. So what else did we have on those? I know we had one about Joel Embiid. Do you have that answer? I'm curious how convicted I was on that.
You're in trouble.
So Nate asked me, do I believe that Joel Embiid can lead the Sixers to a championship? And I said no. And I think anyone's surprised by me saying no. Nate, do you have the result on that one?
I didn't see any significant reactions to that.
No reaction to that. That was steady.
It's a layup.
That was steady. What else? I forget the other ones. What else did we ask in that one?
Well, I asked you if you truly hate the Cowboys.
Yes.
A little bit of reaction to that, I guess. What does hate mean?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I hate the Cowboys, but okay.
Question to question. What is hate really?
Yeah. All right. What were the other two?
A deep thinker.
Hey, well, there was one about Hugh Douglas.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
This could tear the show apart.
Well, it could tear the show apart. Do you have my answer to that one?
Do you think you're smarter than your co-host?
And I said no.
And when you said no, you did not react. When I told you to say yes to it, you reacted very strongly.
So that one's for a baseline. He asked me to, like, lie. Uh-huh. So I had to lie and say, I think I'm smarter than Hugh. Because I don't believe that. I think we're on the same wavelength.
No, I'm saying, I think you probably are. You definitely know about a lot more stuff.
Well, but I...
You know math. Math kind of puts you over
the top. I'm not sure if any of us know math right here.
No, none of us do.
But I said no, and I was truthful on that. And then what was our... It was one more, right? There was one last one. We had the Cowboys. We had Joel Embiid. We had the Hugh Douglas one. I think that we had one more.
Did you ever pretend to watch a game and report it on the air like you did?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So before you tell everyone how I reacted to that, I found that one challenging. Because sometimes with baseball games, I will listen. Like, I'll listen to most of the game on the air, and then I'll just find, you know, see the highlights of maybe what I want to make sure. So I didn't... That one was kind of a hard one to answer. How did I do on that one?
You actually come up inconclusive there.
Okay. Yeah, that I think that's a challenging question. Because baseball, a lot of times I will I'll listen and then go back and watch the highlights. All right. So overall.
Not bad. Sound like you didn't do too bad.
Yeah, Nate, what would you say compared to other people? Would you say that's kind of a normal baseline for me? Am I a liar? Am I a truth teller?
Well, you're a very good reactor.
Okay.
You could look at these and you'll see your reactions.
No, I'm excited to do that.
Yeah.
Well, it was fun. So are you ready to have Hugh Douglas in a couple minutes? That's the real question.
If we can get the arm cuff around those biceps.
You heard that? Yeah.
I think we can figure that out. Nate, man, we appreciate this, and this was great. So John Ritchie already went. Is DeCamera going? Joe DeCamera, is he going? I think there's rumors.
I think Rod was going next.
Oh, Rod Lakin is going. Hugh, yes. What do you think about that? Our brand manager.
I don't know if I want to know.
No, I need to know the answers to Rod's
questions. Those questions are preposterous.
Well, there was one about his favorite show. So we need to get the truth on that, Nate. That we need the truth on.
Yeah, he said in the interview that his shows are like children, and he loves them all the same.
Well, I
have three daughters, and it's tough to say you love them all the same.
At least you're honest. Well, I mean, Rod might get himself in double trouble now that that's out there, because if he lies about the show thing,
some sensitive individuals.
His kids are going to be angry at him. All right, we appreciate it. Nate coming in here. Polygraph Day on WWE. Thank you, Nate, and Hugh will be in with you in 20 minutes or so.
All right, very good.
Thank you very much. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. All right. Kyle, Hugh, you guys, I need your chance to react here to how I did in the polygraph there.
That wasn't bad. That wasn't bad. But you know what, Joe? I mean, since I've been working with you, you're pretty transparent. You know what I mean? And I've been working with you long enough to know, like, I'm not a human polygraph, but you're pretty stand up guy. So everything that you said or the question that you've answered, I mean, I believe that. Yeah, I tend to believe it.
Kyle, what surprised you the most? Was it the idea of the athlete thing, the vegetarian thing? The Embiid thing was a layup.
I thought for sure we were going to get alarm bells going off that you were lying about being vegetarian.
Well, again, because the whole thing with fish, do they even count?
Yeah.
I mean, they technically do.
I don't count them, though.
Because, like, most vegetarians that I know, still in Joe Coughlin's word, they'll say, I don't eat anything with a face. That's what they'll say. And like, they even throw dairy into that because they don't even do that. So, I mean, technically, yeah, like fish, they have a face, Joe.
I'm not surprised
they have faces.
That you believe you're the best baseball guy at WIP.
I'm not surprised. I don't speak this daily. I just feel it, right? I was asked the question. Yeah. I answered the question.
Very surprised, though, that you could not talk yourself into being the best all-around athlete at WIP.
No, because I believe you are. I mean, because, like, when you smoked Jack when you were running that mile.
And I did do that.
Oh, yeah, you smoked Jack.
That wasn't even close.
You smoked him like a ham. Yeah. Like a smoked ham. And who else? You got the camera. He's not an athlete.
No, Seltzer. I think Seltzer's probably...
Seltzer's got, like, a little bit of a beer gut.
Yeah. Well, he did fight a dog once. Thinking he's.
Does that really count? Does that count?
I don't know. I don't know.
I like Seltzer, but, you know, Seltzer got a little bit of a gut. He looked like he's about
For the sake of the rest of the show, because I'm getting a grammar lesson back here.
Yes.
From John Ritchie. Convicted is when you're, like, declared guilty by a judge.
Okay.
Conviction is the word we're all looking for.
Leave it to John to correct me.
Yes. Well, there is a big difference.
I told him that once we get a judge in here, then they'll both apply.
Well, we might need a judge, especially for something we found out about some of our co-hosts in this polygraph thing. We found out something earlier, and we'll get to it.
Well, we'll get to it. That's a long tease.
Not everyone apparently around here is willing to go on the polygraph.
There's no integrity at this station.
It's unbelievable. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Your reaction to the Phillies, who stunk it up yesterday. I mean, seriously, stunk it up yesterday. Stunk it up the day before and the day before. I mean, it's been going on now for a while. Worst record in the NL since the All-Star break here. And Bryce Harper, are you annoyed at the way Bryce Harper's playing right now? I am. Hugh's giving him a pass. Kyle's annoyed. Where do you come down?
It's just you make it sound so bad when you say
it like
that.
Well, because a lot of people will give him a pass.
I'm saying, but it's... I mean,
classic athlete protecting another athlete. Unbelievable.
That was coming. That's not it. I just feel like Bryce, this means a lot to him. And he's grown up a lot. And there's probably a little bit more growing up that he has to do. But no, I think that the frustration is starting to wear on him a little bit.
Well, feel that. I mean,
yeah,
you could feel
the frustration is definitely wearing on me.
Yeah, he needs to break out of this thing quickly. 215-592-9494. Plus, the best lie you ever told wins a 4-pack of tickets to the Fanatics Fest in New York City coming up August 16th to the 18th. All right, Sean in Limerick's up. Hey, Sean.
Sean.
Hey, guys. We got to lay off of Bryce Harper. I mean, he's the best thing that's happened to Philadelphia sports in 10, 15 years. Best thing for the Phillies since 2011. He's struggling, for sure. But you know what? I know he's moping. He's frustrated. He's frustrated with the team. He's frustrated with himself. But I'd rather see that than, like, after the Sixers lose a game and Embiid's joking with the other guys in the team. Or, like, I just think you got to give Harper – I'm not saying a pass, but, I mean, he wears his emotions on his sleeve. You could tell he's pissed. He was injured, went to the All-Star game. His timing's probably off. Nobody on the team is playing particularly well, including the pitching right now. you know, and it is frustrating after the start we had. And I think, you know, a lot of us are probably reflecting back to the Eagles last year with that great start, and it just fell apart. So, like, I get some, you know, some concern there, but you got to lay off of Harper.
Well, so, but what do you mean lay off? Like, can I be frustrated that he's not playing
not,
well? So, Sean, I agree with you that it's different than Embiid. Embiid drives me crazy, especially, and he'll go to the podium and throw his teammates under the bus. Like, Bryce doesn't do that stuff. But I'm just, it just feels like Bryce, I don't know how to, it almost feels like he's either pressing or he's just, he's wearing this thing. And I feel like the team kind of takes on his personality sometimes.
I agree. He's without a doubt, you know, there's a couple guys in that clubhouse that are leaders, and he's definitely pressing, and the team's probably feeling that stress because, you know, he's not delivering. I mean, he had the home run a couple nights ago, but I think we just got to lay off. I mean, we're so critical in Philly and we're so passionate, but like Bryce Harper, I mean, he's the least of my concerns. I mean, yeah, there were some critical moments in the last couple games where he did not deliver, but he's delivered so much and he's such a great ambassador for our town and the city. He just gets it. Like, I don't know. I think we got to, I'm not saying a pass, but just be sort of careful. Like, I don't see the guy get beat up over the radio. I do have a lie, sports related lie.
What do you got?
Can I ask you a couple Eagles questions real fast?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So, you know, looking back to last year, you like 10-1, we had that stretch, that like gauntlet, right? We beat Dallas, Kansas City, Buffalo in overtime, Miami. Like, what happened? Like, I think through the first, what, 5 or 6 games, we had the best offense in the league. Like, and I know some of those games were tight. We didn't look like as good as the year before, but like, what do you think happened?
I wish I had the answer for you. I think that there was a point where this offense got a little stagnant. Mm-hmm. They were disjointed. I don't think that they evolved enough for them to sustain what they were doing early in the season. I can't put my finger on it. Like, it's funny. Ray Diddy was in here, and we were trying to figure out what happened and how much the dynamic has changed with the team it, as a whole, like from the times that I played. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to say. It's really, really hard to say. And I feel like it's one of those things that, you know, nobody's going to talk about, and we're just never going to know what really happened in that locker room.
Well, yeah, it was just a strange year. And I think, like, you know, we spent some money. We got CJ back on the you know, safety. And we drafted some guys. We drafted some guys last year. Do you think, like, having an improved, like, back end of the defense is going to help the defensive line? Because that's where I feel like we have the most concern.
Yeah, I think, you know what, to be honest.
Started off great, and then he just kind of, like, I think he lost some of his steam.
I think, you know what, to be honest, I think that in order for our team to be great, it's going to be predicated on how well the offense does.
Okay.
I mean, and I've said that. I think this defense was good enough last year to win games. It was unfortunate that this offense kind of sputtered the way that it did.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, we're scoring 30, 40 points a game, that this defense is going to be okay.
Well, if they're in the 30-40 range, they'll win a lot of games. Sean, what's the lie? What's your best lie?
So, I kind of reflected back. And I can't think of anything, like, real significant. So I'm just going to bring it back to, like, Little League Baseball. So my son still plays baseball in college, big baseball family. So I remember, like, recreation baseball, kids around 8 or 9, and I don't know if you guys coach baseball, but, you know, you typically, the kids that maybe aren't as skilled, you put them at second base, you put them in right field for a couple reasons. You don't hurt the team. They're not going to get hurt, you know, the ball. So I had one dad that was just kind of giving me a hard time. And, like, every time there's someone out to the field, you usually put them in right field or second base and kind of protect the kid, honestly. So dad just, like, you know, he sat on the sidelines. Oh, here he goes. Joey going out to right field again. So, like, me.
Oh, he was saying it out loud.
Yeah, saying it out loud. And, like, at one point he asked me, I'm like, no, I think it's, like, a better situation for him, where skill level. And, I mean, the kid just had no skill. It wasn't the kid's fault. But so next inning, we put him at first base. So, don't you know, first ball's hit to the shortstop. The kid, usually the strongest arm on the field, throws the ball, dart, bullet to first base.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joey puts his glove up. Glove missed. The ball misses. Glove hits him right in the gut. He goes down. With a sack of potatoes. I felt horrible. And I guess it was sort of a lie because I wasn't honest with the dad and said, hey, I'm just trying to protect your son. I felt awful afterwards because the kid's in tears. He's crying. So the rest of the season, he definitely did not play first base. But, you know, it's just a moment that I remembered. I couldn't think of anything significant.
No,
but,
it's a good one. Actually,
I don't think that's a lie, though.
I actually think the dad needed to pick up what you were trying to put down
and
there.
And he picked it up. He saw it, yeah.
Yeah, but he...
At little Joey's expense.
Yeah, Sean, I think you did okay there. That's a tough spot. It's a tough spot.
Hey, you, I just want to say God bless you. Think about you all the time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sean. We appreciate it. I think that's a tough spot. I mean, it's tough to come out and say, hey, Dad, your kid's not good enough to play first base, right? Like, it's tough to say that. But
how's that tough?
Because if...
seriously, how's that tough?
Well, okay, I think if we're talking about middle school, high school age, it shouldn't be a tough conversation. What? The kid is 8. The dad is obviously in his feelings that his kid can't play a cooler position. So, I think... The way Sean framed it, the dad should have understood. I think right field is better for his skill set. That's like a soft way of saying, I don't want him to get hurt or screw up over here.
You know what's funny? I feel like, and me having a five-year-old, I feel like I have a little bit of, you know, something to say about this. Like, you need to understand where your child is as far as their sports development is. Because my son started playing soccer. He doesn't have a soccer body, and I understand that. And so, but it's okay to let him go out there and play instead of trying to lock him into certain positions. Now, family, kids, dads, you have to know every child is not going to develop at the same rate as other children. Like when my son was playing baseball, there are some kids out there that are a little bit older. They understand the different positions that they play, and they're pretty adept at that right now. And that's fine. But maybe you have to allow your kid to grow into that role. Stop trying to force your child to be something that they probably aren't ready for. I hate that, man. I hate when parents try to live vicariously through their children. Like you, that dad. I'm talking to the dads now. Some moms out there, you had your shot. You wasn't that great. Let your kid live their life, man. Like seriously,
that's
like,
an extra
all jokes aside,
right there. Yeah.
Like you're not that great. If your wife is not that talented. There's probably a pretty good chance your child is not going to be that talented. I didn't make the rules. Maybe you should have dated somebody that was a little bit taller, whatever it was.
This is genetics, ladies and gentlemen.
Just go ahead and deal with that, man. Like, seriously, all jokes aside, or let your child develop at their pace.
Yeah, which is obviously that's the whole key to it. Can we hear from Bryce Harper yesterday? Bryce Harper talking about his slump, which is one of the worst he's – probably ever had in his career. Certainly the worst we've seen here with the Phillies in a long time. Here's Bryce yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I think just trying to keep going. That's it. That's all you can do. I've played a lot of baseball in my career. 1,600 games the other day, so pretty cool being able to kind of do that here in Philadelphia. And going through stretches like this is part of the game. It's part of growing as a player, and just got to keep going. Keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on. All right, you know, there's also Bryce talking about this. What's next for the Phillies? Is they have an off day today. They're out in Seattle. We'll play tomorrow night against the Seattle Mariners. Here's Bryce on what do they do now? How does he get out of this thing? How do they get out of this thing?
I could say that we haven't really been playing good baseball on both sides of the ball. Guys on base, things like that. Pretty sloppy as well. So, I mean, I think we all know that as a team. Like I said, got to turn the page and turn it into August, and we got three really good teams we're about to play again. So, you know, we just got to cowboy up and play the right way.
Cowboy up, Hugh. Play the right way.
Yeah, that's it. Like, a lot of times, especially in this series, fundamentals were lacking. And I think that's one of the things that you have to get back to for whatever reason, man. It could be pressing. It could be frustration. It could be fatigue. Mm. But I think that, you know, when you're in a situation like this and you're sliding the way that you're sliding, you always got to look at the fundamentals first.
Well, they do. And Bryce needs to start making contact again. I mean, some of the at-bats last few days have been strikeouts with guys on base. I mean, that the one yesterday, and Fransky set it up perfectly. It was like, here's up again, a big moment. They need him, and he struck out in a spot where they could have changed that game. Let's go to John in Newtown Square. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
How are we doing, John?
All right. Hey, Hugh.
Hey.
Hey, Joe. Okay, so first things first. You're a baseball guy, right?
Well, apparently the lie detector said I am. Yes.
You think you are.
Yeah. So I believe it. I believe it, John. That's the important thing.
So you know then baseball is a game of failure, right?
Of course.
So if you're batting 300, you're a star. Do you really think, and I get it, it's not healthy to see Bryce run around, you know, being down in the dumps and everything else, but do you think for a minute Bryce isn't losing every night's sleep because he can't hit the ball right now?
No, I think he cares. I think he. So my source of frustration isn't him lack of caring. I don't think that's it. But two things that have gotten me the last couple of days, you know, a little bit annoyed. One, on the game, an extra inning game two nights ago, when he hit that ball, ninth inning, when he hit the ball, he kind of watched it. It was hit hard. He kind of watched it for a second, and then it went off LeMahieu's glove, and then he started running really hard. If he busts it right out of the box, maybe he's safe. I think that's some frustration, and it kind of manifested itself that way. And then, John, yesterday, ninth inning, he got a closer on the ropes for the second straight day. He threw a lot of pitches the night before. He swings at the first pitch. Like, you know, let him work himself into some trouble there. I felt like he kind of bailed out the closer yesterday by swinging on that first pitch.
Well, two things. One, at the end of the day, whether he makes $300 million or not, and Hugh would confirm this. At the end of the day, he's a human, and when any of us fail, and whenever any of us struggle in life, we get down. And just because he makes a lot of money and he's a superstar, at the end of the day, he bleeds just like we bleed. So he's probably frustrated, and you know the last thing he needs is the fans getting on him or anybody else. He needs confidence. Maybe we need to do what we did for
standing ovation.
I'm okay with Hugh Douglas. What happened to Hugh?
Wait a minute.
You didn't like the ovation last year.
I was just helping John.
I know. I know.
I was just helping John out.
At the end of the day, the guy's a human being like the rest of us. Of course, he's a lot richer than most of us and everything else, but he is human.
Well, that's for sure.
That's hard to do.
Yeah. No, you're right, John. John, what's your best lie you ever told?
Oh, I can't tell you that. I'll take the fifth on that one. I'm out on that one.
All right. Anyway, well, that must be a bad
one.
We
need to get behind him and the team. And, hey, it's baseball. It's a long season. I have no worries. We'll be back. We will pick things up. But we need to get behind the guys, not get on the guys.
You got it, John. Appreciate it. All right. Chris in Philly? Is that next?
Well, he's upset with Hugh, and Hugh's about to go take the polygraph
test.
Quickly, Chris.
You're upset at Hugh?
Yo, yes. Yes, I am.
Why?
Because, okay, you will sit here and be like, when we talk about Jalen, he'll be like, oh, you're the $250 million quarterback. Bryce is the face of this team. We pretty much vote Bryce for the mayor. If he ran, he probably would win. And you mean to tell me when he sits there and complains and says, oh, you know, well, I just want to get back to Philly, and he complained about the refs, and I mean the umpires and the calls, things like that. right?
Yeah, a lot of excuse making the last couple weeks. Umpires, yeah.
He's looking down the dumps, and I think that he's infectious. So just like we get on Jalen about when the team is doing bad and he sits over the corner by himself and he's slumping. Oh, why Bryce has to be held accountable. He has to be, because it's all great when the team is winning. So it starts with him, and it trickles down. I think the way he's acting is really infectious right
now. You know what's funny about what you're saying, Chris? And I'm glad you brought it up, because the same reasons why I defend Jalen when he acts the way he does is the same thing I'm doing for Bryce. When we had this conversation this morning, it was brought up that Bryce has been, you know, slumping or he's been not jogging around bases. And you know what I said? And Joe will tell you this. I was in the meeting. I said, well, you know, when you're not playing well, stuff like that gets magnified. So I can't be mad at him for doing something that he's been accustomed to doing all this time and get down on him. The same thing that I said about Jalen. So when you talk about me talking
but
about
– you do say, though, you do be like, yeah, but he they're going to say
– No, Chris, you know what I do when I talk about Jalen and the money that he makes? Say this specifically. I say it because he's not going to get that same kind of grace because he makes that kind of money. They're not going to be measured the same way.
Right.
Because if you allow me to speak, Chris, I'm going to tell you. Because, I mean, you can accuse me of this, but allow me to defend myself. Are you going to allow me to defend myself?
Yeah, I'm losing.
But because the difference is, Chris, 162 games compared to 17 games.
Yeah, well, that's a big difference.
That's the biggest difference, Chris. And a slide, if the Phillies go on a month without winning, they go on the slide that they're on right now.
Right.
They're still in first place in the National League. You lose three or four games in the NFL, you're probably not going to the playoffs.
It's a disaster,
it's a different thing. But Chris, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because somebody out there hears me and hears the same thing that you hear. And you can't measure them the same way, bro.
Well, you just can't. I'll give my perspective quickly, and then Hugh's got to go take his polygraph. I do think, and he's built up equity. People tend to give Bryce more of a pass in his tougher moments, and they're all great, right?
Yeah.
Embiid won an MVP. But when Embiid struggles and Jalen struggles, it's a little harsher.
Yeah.
It's a little harsher.
No doubt about it.
And Bryce is the most popular guy. I could probably list 10 reasons why I think this happens. It does happen. All right, 215-592-9495. All right, Hugh's off to the polygraph. We got your phone calls coming. You got to hear from John Middleton. Middleton spoke yesterday about the Phillies' struggles and his reason for being optimistic. Are you annoyed with Bryce Harper, or are you giving him a pass? We'll discuss it all. And I got some more thoughts on my polygraph, because what happened with my answer with Jalen Hurts, it's really hitting me right now. 215-592-9495 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.